Shelley. This is the part of the show where you email questions to Shelley that you would never ask her to her face. All right, so let's ask Shelley.
Beautiful. It's time once again for Ask Shelley. Every Monday morning at right around this time, she takes the questions that you've sent all week, comes back to the radio show to report on her findings, her results. Remember, this, of course, counts as 2 credits in your continuing adult education at the Shalmar Salon of Beauty. So, with that said, let's begin with Ask Shelley question number 1. Dear Shelley, with swimsuit season fast approaching, how many times do I need to fart in order to lose 1 pound? I feel this is a weight loss strategy I can probably keep up with. I love you. Signed, Jimbo in Suffolk, Virginia.
Well, some websites claim you can burn up to 67 calories per fart. So there are 3,500 calories in a pound. All we have to do is some math and 52, 53 farts and you should be good to go.
Oh, nice.
Although Men's Health says that unfortunately it doesn't work like that.
Okay.
Humans on average pass gas about 14 times per day with no measurable burned calories. That according to a doctor they talked to. When you fart, it might seem like your muscles are somehow working, but it's actually the opposite.
Really? Quote,
the release of farts is directed by relaxation of the anal sphincter. When the muscles relax, the gas pressure from within the colon expels the gas. The only way you could achieve a modestly quantifiable number of calories burned by farting is if you maximally strained your abdominal muscles to release a fart, a very unlikely scenario aside from when you're exercising.
Uh-huh.
And they say that's why you might notice when you are exercising, you may fart a little bit more.
Hey, like go to yoga sit-ups? Class.
Yeah.
just relax and stretch.
Any calories burned in a workout situation, though, would largely be the result of the exercise itself and not the farts released.
Ah, okay. So you cannot fart your way into swimsuit season. That's the short answer.
That's right.
Dear Shelley, I ponder this question often on my drive home from a long shift at work. When I'm about a mile from home, it suddenly hits me. Why is it that when not far from the home throne, I get the abrupt urge to have a poo-poo? Is there a scientific reason why it only happens when I'm close to home versus any other time? A lot of people I know have the same colon response. Yeah, you have colon memory. But have yet to come up with an answer. Unfortunately, I work a shift that doesn't allow me to catch you all live on the radio. But I do catch up every day on, well, they listen through Spotify. I guess they download the podcast. Whatever your app store is, whatever your podcasting provider, Rumble in the Morning pushes out a whole bunch of different podcast pieces, all the features and stuff every single day. So you can catch up with us. Thanks so much for the endless laughs after a rough night. You guys are great. Thank you again, signed Taylor.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Well, the answer here is the Well and Good Wellness website had an answer after talking to Aaron Hendricks, a physician at Salvo Health and a functional medicine practitioner. Quote, usually some sort of stress is to blame. Your gut's lined with millions of nerve cells that make up part of the nervous system. When we're stressed or nervous, the body releases hormones and neurotransmitters that trigger contractions in the gut, resulting in the urge to have a bowel movement. If you're worried about your day, stressed about different responsibilities, your fight or flight nervous system kicks in and stimulates your gut. This stimulation can essentially kick your intestines and colon into higher gear and start contracting and start releasing, which makes you have to poop. They both did say, she and another pelvic health expert, both said that it also can become a self-fulfilling prophecy over time because your body tends to want to go at the same time every single day.
Oh, absolutely.
You said poop memory. I mean, that's essentially
it.
It's being regular. They said, especially if it's that morning drive where you're taking your first sips of coffee, because that'll get things going.
Yeah,
too.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Sure will. Pack of Marlboros and a black coffee. Good night.
Yeah.
All right, finally this. This was from our 20 questions quiz last week. It was International Question Day, and we had played this bit where 20 questions go by very quickly, but I stopped it. I wrote down all the actual questions. This was from the list. Dear Shelley, here we go. From our questions challenge, did Adam and Eve have belly buttons?
Well, according to the guy who called last week after he did an image search on Google, yes, they do. However, I found some information.
You don't think those were the real Adam and Eve pictures, do you?
I found some information that conflicts that. There are a couple of churches that posted their interpretations, and most agree that there were no belly buttons. Yeah. Their reasoning was that it would be false advertising, and God wouldn't do that. Plus, it's a great way for them to continuously tell the story of how they were created each time someone in their family asked them why they had no belly button.
Right.
They did not come from a mother. They had no umbilical cord. They were created as full-grown adults, therefore no belly button.
Yeah.
Now, one church website did say God could have put belly buttons on them if he wanted, and it would not be false advertising because it's God doing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he gets a pass.
But most agree that he wouldn't do that.
or to make everyone look the same, because really... So Adam and Eve, they have a kid.
Yeah.
Now the kid has a belly button.
Yeah.
The kid's the weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, your mother and I don't have that. What is that? What is that?
If God is all-knowing, he already knows that Adam and Eve are going to eat that apple and that we're going to have procreation the way that we have it.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's putting belly buttons on them. That's what I think.
You're marked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even I Dream of Jeannie didn't get to have a belly button for the first few years. In fact, she never did. Never showed it.
Yeah. I mean, I just think, you know, God's... got to be the ultimate Boy Scout. He's always prepared.
Sure. I figured that, you know what? I would rather know why Ken doesn't have genitals. You would talk about being ripped off.
Well,
you're handsome, tan, you live in Malibu, and you have no penis. What is up? What is so unfair?
Now, that's a question for another day, Rick.
Okay. Well, there you go. If you have a question for Shelley, send it to shelley@fm99.com. It's Ask Shelley. We do it on Mondays, every Monday at right around this time.